March 25th, 2015, the Solemnity of the Annunciation. Our Lady comes all in white and gold. I, Maureen, said, O Blessed Mother, you look beautiful. She says, I am beautiful because of the love in my heart. Praise be to Jesus. Today, once again, I tell you that peace amongst nations cannot come to you through the intellect, but must be formed in the heart. Intellectual peace is temporary at best, and often betrayed as it is formed with much guile. Too often, peace is placed solely on human efforts and not the divine. Humans trust those who have deceit in their hearts because they accept words not based upon righteous hearts. These days and during these times, when you have such arsenals in the making, you must negotiate for sincere peace, not pretense. Those who are politically ambitious are most likely to accept false promises. That way, they can waive agreements before the public, agreements worth nothing. This is how Satan uses ambition to his own advantage as he seeks the destruction of humanity. You see today the beauty of love reflected in my being. It is this beauty I desire for the whole of humanity. But as long as mankind depends so much on himself and not God, the hearts of mankind will be tarnished and distanced from the God that loves them. My son mourns for the ongoing acceptance of the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority. Dear children, you must recognize who is the enemy and in whom you can trust. You are wasting time opposing my efforts to draw you into my heart. You are trusting titles, political ambition, and disordered authority, when the answer is man's return to all that is godly. Begin today to surrender with your whole heart to my call to you. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3 and 25. Synopsis: Live a life of holy love in unity with the mystical body of Christ, in the tradition of faith. Speak the truth of holy love to neighbors as the mystical body of Christ. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Therefore, putting away falsehood, let everyone speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Mother.